Jo iz Filadelfije, Gods and Queens, je svojim post-hardkorovskim prizvokom 90-ih in neurotičnimi noizerskimi prijemi na svoji četrti evropski turneji. Ob tej priliki se bodo ustavili tudi na Radiu Študent. Gods and Queens v akustični preobleki ta četrtek ob 10 in 10 minut zjutraj v živo v afterpartiju Radija Študent. Samo na 89,3 MHz.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to Radio Student.
Hi.
The first thing that I want to ask, just introduce yourself, introduce the band.
Introduce my band?
Yeah.
Those guys aren't important. I'm the only one that got up early enough this morning. So, as far as I'm concerned, this band isn't called Gods and Queens. This is called Jamie Getz and those other guys. And, yeah, that's about it. We're from Philadelphia in Pennsylvania in the United States.
So this is your fourth time in Europe. How you like it? And why you're back again?
This is the fourth time we've come here. I don't know, it's cool. Like, I like it. It's a lot different than touring America. And then we also get to come to fun places like this. Slovenia is by far our favorite country to come to. That's why I asked you to book 5 shows for us here. But yeah, we have a real good time and I'm glad that we're here.
Yeah, how many gigs do we have now in Slovenia? Like 6 or 7?
We've played Slovenia, I think, 6 times so far. So by the time that we get done with this, it will be 8. So,
wow.
Yeah, thank you.
So, what happened the first time you played in Slovenia that you like it so much?
The first time we played in Slovenia?
And when it was? That was like
2009, I think,
yeah.
March of 2009. I kind of really liked it because I honestly didn't know anything about the country at all. Do you like how I'm videotaping you, videotaping me, by the way?
She's also videotaping.
I liked it. We didn't know anything about the country and we showed up and we walked around and we drove around and we had a real good time. And then we met a bunch of awesome people, hence me becoming friends with you.
Yeah. Well, so tell us something about the last record that you released.
I don't want to talk about the record. No, I want to talk about how do you like interviewing me?
I mean, it looks tough, you know.
It looks tough to interview?
Yeah,
definitely. This is like a lot better. Luca and I talk on GChat all the time, but when him and I actually have face-to-face conversations, it gets a little funny.
Yeah.
Are you nervous?
You are?
No, are you nervous to interview me?
I know, I'm a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't prepare myself for that. And like, how long? I mean, we slept for 5 hours.
That's because Luca made us drive overnight last night drunk in the van.
You was drunk?
No.
You weren't. No one was drunk. I think Gerdian was high.
Maybe. But yeah, our last record, it was just a 7-inch. It was an EP just so we could come back over here to go on tour again.
And you fail on this tour to release the split 7-inch with Sugar Town Cabaret.
I'm really busy, okay?
You busy what?
I get up about 2 p.m. every day.
Oh.
I get coffee around 3, maybe eat breakfast around 4. And then before you know it, it's time to go to bed again.
Yeah, and you don't have time to record it. Well, it's a pity because I was looking forward. And but you're telling on the web that you will release a full length.
I think so, yeah. I think we're going to do another full length record on Robotic Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy's been a good friend of ours for a while and he's put out records for bands like Isis and Torch, Red Sparrows. Mm-hmm. Daughters. He's had like kind of an endless list of releases that he's doing. So I think we're going to do another proper full-length record with him. We haven't had one out.
Yeah, the first record was also released Empire.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we haven't had a real LP out in about 3 years, so I think we're overdue for that.
Mm-hmm. And when is it going to be, like, late next year?
I can't even think about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
How long it takes? I mean, for the 7-inch, how many songs were supposed to be on the split? And it took like how many months to finish
Listen,
the songs?
It's 2 songs. I got a lot of stuff to do.
Come on.
It'll happen.
It will happen.
Yeah, that will
next
be out
year.
On Adagio. It'll probably in February. And then that should be it. We should be good.
Yeah, the split.
Yes.
Okay, but the full length?
Full length not for at least a year.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's talk about your band. Let's talk about Human Host Body.
Why
do you still do shows for people? Let's talk about that. Why do you, Luka Bev, decide to book shows? Why do you bring all of these foreign bands to Slovenia?
Because it's fun to meet people like you, that's why.
That's such a stock, generic answer.
Why should I answer that question?
No, seriously, why do you keep doing it?
I don't know, it's fun. I like to meet people.
Fun's not an acceptable answer. You need to have, there's something else that drives you to keep booking shows for foreign bands other than fun. Why do you still feel the need to be active and involved in punk?
It's an addiction, yeah. I can't quit the routine, that's the trick, you know. It's, you always have bands asking for gigs, and most of the time, so like good bands or good friends of you, and you can let the friend go.
Yeah, but a lot of the times you're not friends with the bands. When we first emailed you, you didn't know us. We could have showed up.
Robert.
Yeah, but we could have showed up and sucked as people, and you could have been the worst night. So why do you still at the age of 28 feel the need to be involved in punk? 27.
Yeah, I'll be 28.
Yeah, but you're dodging the question, Luca.
I don't know. It's a tough question because actually I didn't know the real answer for that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That comes from the heart, and it's a need to do. And I have a chance to have a nice time with folks.
Are you excited to come with us for the part of the tour that you booked?
I'm so excited.
Luca booked about 9 shows for us on this tour. We had the bright idea that we wanted to play in Bosnia last year. And I asked Luca, and then lo and behold, I start to get 1,000 hyper emails from him about how we're going to go play Bosnia and Serbia. So Luca's going to come along with this for us for about 7 or 8 days. And then he's going to come back and he's going to finish his thesis and he's going to cut his dreads off and he's going to go to school.
Thanks. Yeah, I think it's going to be fun. I hope we won't have problems at the border.
I'm not worried.
You're not?
No.
I am. I'm worried as hell.
I'm not at all.
Yeah.
Are we going to play some songs now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do that. All right. This is right before we left, we played on the radio, but with the full band. This is probably like maybe only the 3rd or 4th time I actually played alone. So I'm actually a little bit nervous, but I'm going to do it. I'm not worried. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not at all. I'm very cocky and confident. This song is, I never really tell people what the songs are about. I kind of just write the lyrics, and I used to not want to print them either. But now I put them in everything and I want people to read them. But this song is about, I was dating this girl. So I dated her. Then I leave to come to Europe. Then I come back and she gets sick and goes to the hospital. Then she comes out and then her mom dies immediately. And you're just like, oh, cool. This is awesome. This is a real good time. Like, where am I supposed to stand in this relationship? And it feels corny to be like, oh, I wrote a song about like a girl, but it is, but like not really. So it's like a fake song about a girl, but like with serious like context, because at the same time you're like, oh, I'm going to call and just see what you're up to and see how you're doing. But then it's like, you have no place to call these people like when something like that happens. And then there, you're going to like, you have to take the brunt of all of this and why are you laughing? This is a serious subject, but then you have to call and then you get yelled at the whole time. I'm kidding, by the way. But whatever, I'm going to do this. Okay, this song is called Song Number 9.
So wanna hear about how you've been. So, are you scared? And are you sick? Being told it's alright and it's okay. You wanted you to live your life this way.
That's that. What am I gonna do here? All right. This, when I was younger, not even younger, there's a period where I did a pile and pile of drugs just because it was readily available for me and I had nothing else to really do with my time. And it was, I worked myself into a pretty like cush position where I had a job where I made a substantial amount of money. I got to do whatever I wanted to. I slept as long as I wanted to. I went out to eat at fancy restaurants all the time. And then I was just, I found myself like in this cycle where it was like an after school special, like commercial, where it was like, oh, I'm going to work. I'm going out. I'm doing drugs. I'm going to work. I'm going out. I'm doing drugs. I'm going to work. I'm going out. I'm doing drugs. And then you just kind of like one day you're like, oh shit, like here it is. Like, this is what I do. And it's like the drugs stop being like fun. And then like you just become a drug addict. And that's kind of, to be honest with you, that's what like the vast majority of this band's songs are about. And I don't really do drugs anymore. Sometimes you slip up, everybody does. But you know, that's kind of what this entire thing is about here. Problem, and I think the radio show is over because there are no more strings on Luca's acoustic guitar. Wah, wah, wah. Dun, 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 dun. We tried. I tried. I was having a good time. I could just sit here and talk for another 45 minutes, but we can't do that. But yeah, sorry. It's because I played all day. Yeah, well, it happens.
Well, I thought I was good for that one song.
I might find strings though.
Oh, well, Jesus maybe, Christ!
Maybe it's not over, but fuck yeah, we have now.
Okay,
which one?
The G.
This is the.
I need a, sorry,
Ja, takole, ne, prišlo je do rahlih težav, ampak, čak, obrniva se, poglejva. Ja, fingers up, baje, da bo vse cool, ko so najdel dodatno struno.
Kera pa je šla, je?
Tretja.
Tretja? Kva je to? D, kva?
G.
G. Rago poslušalstvo,
veš kaj, stari, to bi pa lahko videl.
Struna je G, ne? Ja. Ta se najbolj rada razglasi in najbolj rada tudi poč. Tako da...
Reče basist.
Ne? Takšen basist, ne? Tako da zdaj se štela nova struna, mislim, da bo to vzel še enih 45 minut.
Ja, itak. Ne, ne, se bomo, to bomo hitro pošlihtali, ne?
Ja,
tako da... Luštanje, ne? Luštanje.
Pa tok fajn smo se imeli. Kabli visijo
iz stropa, strune so po tleh.
Pa tok
ta prava after party, ne?
Ja, ja, ja. Vse je raz... Ne? Vse je zjahan. To je v redu, to je v redu. To seveda pol je dobra žurka, če je vse zjahan, ne? Še kakšna flaša bi mogla manjkati. Mamo kozarc, klele, tole lahko rečem.
To je šalca, hajne, ne?
A ja, ja, pa kakao ti še gor pi?
Sam z zocom je še ostal, sam še zoc je, no.
Stari, jaz ne vem, tole ne zgleda kaj zoc, no, to je še kava, no, to je za zgregrat, je čisto redo.
Evo, G struna že počas dobiva svoj zvok.
Yeah.
Aha.
What? I only...
The G string is... getting its sound.
Yeah.
You have a G string.
I find these types of situations humorous because now you guys are put on the spot where it's like
it's okay. Yeah.
Huh? Toy.
Oh shit, where is it? Give me one second.
Treba tudi dokumentirati, ali pa tole oglaševalc
na
telefonu, ne?
Checking my text messages.
Text messages, ne?
Oh, okay.
Morda nova ideja za Googlovo rubriko, ne? Oglaševalc na telefonu.
Ta je pa dobra. To bi bilo pa v redu. To bi imel pa še jaz tak telefon. Ja.
Tore bo.
Zabija.
Še malo.
A little bit more. Oh, yeah.
Approaching the G point.
G spot.
G thanks, man. Okay. He's so professional, man. Okay.
Part 2, drago poslušalstvo, after party, Guts and Queens acoustic z novo struno.
Don't break it now, man.
So I'm gonna just jump right back into this.
Not that song. I'm gonna tell you about another depressing song. This song kind of is pretty much self-explanatory. And for some reason, I think this was actually the first song that our band wrote. And I didn't want to play it for a long time. I still don't want to play it. But I don't know why I'm playing it, because nobody else is here with me, and this is the song everybody else in the band likes, and I kind of hate it, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Tonight's the night, I'm gonna pull the chest on pills. Get these blinds in my eyes. The camera sees everything. Damn camera sees it all. That's not ours. I said it's not ours. That's not ours. Put it back. Almost over this depressed mess. When are you coming home? Late nights, deep breaths. All that you'll ever know. Straight looking, what do we have to buy? If I can swallow, I'll be alright. This is the last time, I said that last time, I said if I Christmas. React like no one knows. Pictures leave the words alone. React like no one knows.
You're gonna clap. Thank you. This song is also off of the very first record that we did as well.
Stick a hose in into the tailpipe. Make sure the windows are up and outside.
Do you want to talk to anybody? Why? I came here so prepared, too.
If this was the last chance that you had something to say, how would you use this and do you know what you would change? I spend it all thinking about the wasted day.
I'm gonna, since this is kind of, I feel like I was doing so good for a little bit, and then the string broke, and then everything went downhill. But it's okay. I'm gonna try something different with this song. This is what I always want to try to do with the band, but it doesn't ever work out right. We okay?
Yeah, we okay.
Okay. Oops, sorry.
Calm down, relax, it's all okay. This is now, this is for today. Well, I guess this makes you sick. The same clothes for days. Thank yourself, this time is almost past. This never sounds right. On paper with pen, this never reads right. On paper with pen. Whisper words alone. No bags, no clothes. The other side of this bed is gonna stay cold. Such simple words. That's what. I want to sleep. Hello, friends. It's me again. We'll stay awake for days with the curtains drawn.
I'm gonna play one more song, and then I'm gonna go to the Top Shop and go shopping. And that's I've been there. We've been to Lugano before, and I walked all around. And the thing that I was the most excited about, outside of the human fish, was the H&M. So that's this song is from the Misfits. I might screwed up. Today's the first time I'm gonna try to play it.
Moments.
Thank you.
So thank you, Jamie, for playing.
Oh, thank you. Sorry that the string happened.
Yeah.
If that happens when we play like a regular show, I throw my guitar across the room and I walk off the stage.
Well, so tonight you're playing at Metelko at Menze Pekovito with...
Nadja?
Yeah.
Yes. Nadja.
And the four bands.
I've done it. Aiden Baker has played in the States before in Philadelphia. So I'm kind of excited to play that show tonight. And I also like the venue.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I
hope it's going to be packed. So
I hope so, too.
Everyone is welcome. Are you excited about the gig?
About the gig? Yeah, of course. Yeah. Really, 100%. I'm excited about this as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. But we should go get coffee and go shopping now.
Yeah. Well, okay. So thank you again.
No. Thank you. And sorry for breaking the string. That happens. It makes me mad. But hey, everyone shouldn't be listening to the radio anyway. They should all be in school.
Okay, thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Hvala. Se vidimo danes v Menzi pri Kavitu.
Trio iz Filadelfije, Gods and Queens, je svojim post-hardkorovskim prizvokom 90-ih in neurotičnimi noizerskimi prijemi na svoji četrti evropski turneji. Ob tej priliki se bodo ustavili tudi na Radiu Študent. Gods and Queens v akustični preobleki ta četrtek ob 10:10 zjutraj, v živo, v afterpartiju Radija Študent, samo na 89,3 MHz.